Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, this is a Wednesday morning and it is a fantastic day. I don't know where you sit, but from where I sit, I see nothing but excitement and passion and purpose and all good things on the horizon. Well, I hope that you have an awesome day this morning. It is so wonderful to be here this morning to get this show started. I am so excited. Well, if you were here last week, what an awesome show we had. We had a woman call in with a very, very powerful example of how you can implement some strategies, some goals, and do some time management, and you can absolutely end up living a life that is happy and whole. And we want to continue with this series. We started this series at the very start of the year, and we want to continue. We want 2010 to flat out be an awesome, amazing year for you. Now, let me just remind you that in life, preparation is critical. It is critical to your success. Let me say that again. Preparation is critical. Put it like this, proper preparation. Proper preparation is absolutely critical to your success. So not just any old kind of preparation, because believe it or not, everything that you do is preparation for your tomorrow. Let me say that again. Everything that you do today is preparation for your tomorrow. In other words, the results of today, the results of what you say, the results of your thoughts, and the results of your actions are going to end up in your future. Not necessarily your immediate future, but your future. Let me say that. Every single thought, action, word that you speak is going to position you in your future to some level. And then your today, whatever actions you do today, whatever things you say, whatever thoughts you have, become your legacy. They become your past. And so this is what I told myself, about maybe a good 15 years ago. No, not that, maybe not that long, but somewhere around there. I said that in order for me to see in my tomorrow what I want to see, and in order for me not to see in my past what I don't want to see, I must control the day. I must control my right now. In other words, when I grew up, from as early as I can remember, up until, going through my adolescent years, then moving on into my teen and young adulthood, I never considered what my actions were going to do for me later. I just did things, and that was it. I didn't have any concept of what, the consequences were going to be and how. And though sometimes I knew what the consequences were, because if I stayed out late, my mother would tell us what the consequences are. You don't come in when I tell you to. When you do come in, I'm going to beat you. You get suspended from school. When you come home, I'm going to beat you. Because, we didn't have those little cute punishments that they have today, taking you off TV, taking your cell phone away. And most kids have another cell phone anyway, so they don't mind if you take the phone that they do have. They have money. They know how to get money. They know how to get things. And so, these kids have a way to get around those things. But you can't get around a beating. So, that's the kind of stuff that, so I knew about consequences. However, I didn't realize how much those consequences were going to affect my future. So today's show, I want to help people with that, you know, because I know I struggle with that, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there. If you're not struggling with this, your children are. So for a lot of my clients that I coach and a lot of the people that I work with, a lot of what I say is good for your children. Because let's face it, parents, sometimes they won't listen to you. They don't want to hear it from you. Now, I can't be everywhere at the same time. So you may live in Texas, California. You may live in Seattle, Washington, New York, Boston, North Carolina, Atlanta, Miami, Mississippi, Nashville. It doesn't matter, wherever you live. Now, this is a way you can take me right into your child's bedroom, and they can listen to this message or any of the other messages that I teach on. And I know it's a good message for young people, and not all young people, but for a lot of young people, because of some of the things that I've experienced, like poor grades, failing grades when I didn't have to fail, but because of a lack of preparation and poor preparation, I failed, ended up dropping out of high school, and that sent me down a whole nother road. Just dropping out of high school sent me down a whole nother road that even ended up in prostitution and going to jail. And so you really, really, really want to, you know, listen to this message. You really want to get the help that you need or your children need. Now, let me tell you why I do coaching. I have to do coaching. You know, coaching wasn't an option for me when I found out about coaching back about 8 or 9 years ago. It wasn't a choice for me. Someone brought it to me, and because I was already pretty much doing it, just didn't know what it was called, didn't have the proper term for it, certainly wasn't making any money doing it. And the person said to me, you know, this is what you need to do. You're a coach. This is what you do anyway. She had gone to a huge conference where a coach had come in and did some work with them as a department with her organization, and she brought back the lady's information and said, this is what you need to do. So I looked at it, you know, and I was like, I hemmed and hawed a little bit. Remember them from Who Moved My Cheese? Hem, haw. So I was like, you know, what is this? Nobody had really heard of it at the time. It was, I mean, you know, only, you know, corporate executives, and of course we know coaching from sports and things like that, and people might get a voice coach and people in that field. So here I am, you know. So I looked into it, and so I said, well, you know, the person who brought it to me, I trusted that person. And at the time, she was working for a very, very large Fortune 500 company. So, you know, I kept it, and, you know, I started building on it, and I started doing some research, and I started learning more and more about it. And then when I entered the PhD program, they had a course there that was one of our electives on coaching. So I said, well, I'll take the course, and I did, and I absolutely loved it. So I have to do coaching. Why? Because coaching helps people live their dream, live their life on purpose. So people say, well, what's a coach? Well, a coach is a person that helps you live your dream, discover your dreams, and then live your dreams. That's what a coach does. So a lot of people, they want to live their dreams or they want to live their purpose, and they always say, but I don't know what it is. I don't know how to figure it out. I've been trying. I've been looking all over for my purpose. So those are individuals that absolutely need to call me, because that's what coaching does. It helps you find your purpose, and therefore you can live it, because you really can't live if you don't know what it is. So great, great, great point. Now, I want to go over today the top 10 reasons people fail in life. Now, let me tell you why I want to go over that. I want to go over that because prior to getting myself in line with my destiny and my purpose, being able to, you know, work full time and go back to school and for 12 to 14 years straight to get the degrees that I've gotten, prior to that, my life was such a failure, one failure after another, from high school, a junior high school, dropping out, going into the military, not being able to finish that, coming out of the military, not being able to get it together, ending up on the streets as a prostitute, ending up homeless, ending up just, you know, being in the worst predicaments that you could even imagine. You can't even imagine them, you know. So just one financial failure, one failure after another. Then I, you know, end up getting married, and then that was wonderful. That was beautiful. That was awesome. And then that ended up failing to some degree, to the point where my husband and I had to separate for a solid year. And then we got back together, and the year after the separation was sheer hell, literally. So when people, you know, I hear people that they lived through hell, I can see that, and I can see why they would say that. Because when I got back, an absolute hell my marriage was for one more year. So 2 years of just disarray, straight out craziness. Now, but that was back in 1999 and 2000. So it's already 10 years that we're already back together, and that's why we're celebrating our 20th anniversary on March 24th, that weekend. And then I'm going to do a show next week on marriage, how to fire up your marriage. I believe that I've learned a formula that I want to give people so that they can have fire in their marriage. It's wonderful. It's awesome. And I am absolutely there. And I got here, and I know how I got here. It took a long time. Therefore, I know the steps to help somebody else. But like anything else, no steps will help if you don't do what? You're right. Follow them. I don't care how great the steps are. I don't care who gives the steps. It doesn't matter. If you can't follow the steps, you will absolutely never make it in life. So let me give you the steps right now. We have 17 minutes left to the show. If you want to call in and make a comment and a question, I encourage you to do so. 347-945-7991. If you want to sign on, and you can come into the chat room, you can also make comments there. You can also call me directly, 888-714-7776. If you want to join my coaching team, if you want to be a life coach, if you want to be a coach representative, there's so many options. There is absolutely no reason anyone can say, I don't know what to do. I don't have anything to do. I'm miserable. That if you're saying that, oh, my life is so horrible. Oh, my life is miserable. I don't feel passionate about what I'm doing. I don't enjoy what I'm doing anymore. I'm so sick and tired of this job, or I'm sick and tired of where I live. I'm sick and tired of the people that I'm hanging out with because they're not going anywhere. Please, 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 I beg you to please call me. I absolutely have activities, programs that will help you live whole and happy. I'm doing it right this moment, sitting here, the comforts of my beautiful home, doing this seminar online, on the radio, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. My day is going to be an awesome, fantastic day. I have some great things on tap for today. I'm going to go out later and work in my training job. Then later I'm going to go and mentor a group of women and do a mentoring session about self-esteem. And I am absolutely loving what I do. And I'll show you how I got here, because I was in a horrible place. I hated my jobs. I had one, you know, job after another that I absolutely had no passion for. I felt, you know, frustrated all the time. I felt that, you know, what was my life worth? What was that about? And now I've been delivered from that, and I want to show you how to do it. So let's look at the top 10 reasons people fail at life, and maybe you can see if you can identify with any of these And then in order to succeed at life, you can just take these one by one and turn them around. One by one and turn them around. Now, if you already have some strategies of success that work for you, please make sure you use them. If you're not using them, you might want to reassess them, because why have a success strategy and you're not using it? Now, I'm also going to be going in descending order. So I'm going to start with the highest and go down. And so number 10, the top 10 reason people fail in life is that they ignore the small things. You know, a lot of people want to start out big. They want to start out grandiose. And on the road to success, there's no such thing. And if someone starts out very at the top, even if somebody was to walk up and give them $3 or $4 million, let's just say your parents are, you know, Donald Trump or Oprah Winfrey, or, you know, you have these real rich, somebody has left you something powerful, legacy. Well, you would have that, but if your personality and your other skills and talents have not been built up, you would not be able to manage that money. You would not be able to hold on to it or hold on to that legacy. And so everything still starts with very, very small things. Work on, in other words, work on yourself. Work on your inside. Work on your values in life. And work on the goals and the dreams that you have. You know, start with a small goal and then work your way up to the big goal. You know, now I'm working on a PhD. That's a big goal. But I started with an associate degree. And that was just a 2-year degree. So once I accomplished that, I went back for a bachelor's degree, which was another 2 years. And then I went back for a master's degree, which was another 4 years for the degree that I had chosen, though there are master's degrees that you can get in 2 years and sometimes less. But I chose an MBA, which had more credits attached to it. And I went for that. And then I went, and so I started small, and then I worked my way up. Well, let's go back to the GED. Now, I could have graduated high school, and at the time, I thought high school was so hard. But had I realized that I had what it took, because I had started small, you know, you start kindergarten, then you got first grade, and you build to second grade, and you build to third grade. And so by the time you get to the 12th grade, you're just graduating on all the things that you have built for the past 12 years. You see, but people don't look at it like that. And so when people say, oh, you're working on a PhD, that's great, that's wonderful. Well, you know, yeah, it may be, but if you start small, you'll get there too. I mean, sometimes we look at these actors and entertainers, and we look at these great sports people, and we think, wow, that's great, that's awesome. But yeah, but if had you started with just one line, you know, in front of the family, you know, you could end up a Denzel, too. You could end up a Vivica Fox as well. And not that you'd end up them, but I'm saying with those kinds of careers, if you're willing to start small. But people, they don't want to start small. They think that Vivica Fox, you know, woke up one day and, you know, Hollywood was on the phone offering her a movie deal. It just doesn't work that way. You know, come on. It doesn't work like that for anyone that I've ever read about or heard about. So number 10, the people who typically fail in life, they ignore the small things concept, and they want the big stuff. And guess what? You're not big enough to handle the big stuff yet, so therefore you're going to fail. It just makes good sense. So if you want to succeed, turn that around and start with the small things and work yourself up. Work your way up. Let yourself evolve, as we say in this business. Number 9 mistake that reason people fail in life. They fail to complete what they start. There again, you have a serious situation. I'm working on my PhD, but if I stop now, I will absolutely fail that PhD. But if I keep going, I'll end up, because there's a goal set. They said take these amount of classes, this amount of time, and pay this amount of money, and you're done. Take this test, and you're done. So there's a goal already set. same thing with school. Again, if I had known that had I just completed what I had started, so I started in kindergarten, first grade, second, on and on and on, I could have just completed what I had already started. And that's key. You know, you're writing a book. I've written several books. And hopefully you purchased one of them. If not, you can go online, Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, LaLeeshaJWilliams.com, and you can get one. And now, how did I write that book? I know people, I don't consider myself this, you know, great storytelling author kind of thing, something I was going to do all my life since I was four, you know, those people. They've been writing since they were like four and five and writing their books, and they got that one great American novel. But I don't consider myself that type of writer. But I had a book before. A lot of people who are writers had completed a book. So we're absolutely thankful and glad that God allowed what I did to even inspire those individuals. And maybe it's inspiring you to go write your book. But this is the key. Once I started, I kept going until I finished. Because by the time I wrote my book, I understood the process of finishing something that you start as a sign of success. Okay, so absolutely you don't want to get trapped in failing to complete what you start. That's number nine. Number eight on my top 10 reasons that people fail in life. This is serious, guys. There are a lot of people out here walking around in the homeless shelters, in the halfway houses, the jail houses, and sometimes even at the schoolhouse, in the church house, in your house. It was happening in my own house, so I know what I'm talking about. And this is another big, big, big reason people fail. I don't care if it's on the job. It could be in government. You could be in the military. You could work in a hospital. You could work in a restaurant. You could work cleaning floors. It doesn't matter. Number eight on my list of the top 10 reasons people fail in life is because people do this. They have a poor attitude. They have a poor attitude. You can't see. You can only go as high as your attitude. Your attitude denotes your altitude, how high you're going to go, how much you're going to grow and be successful. And so, a poor attitude is absolutely one of the reasons that people fail at life. You have to have a rich attitude, a positive attitude, a loving attitude. You have to have a kind attitude. You know, you have to have a I want to help other people attitude. You have to have a I'm going to give back attitude. You have to have a it's not all about me attitude. You got to have attitude, well, what can I do to make the situation better? That's one that we need all the time, and that's one that we absolutely do not have enough of. It's that attitude right there. Okay, good. You're still with me. Congratulations. Glad you can make it to the show. Now, the next one, number seven, lack proper preparation. The lack of proper preparation. So you heard me earlier talking about preparation and how important preparation is. So, again, without preparing for our futures, we are doomed to the lack, we are doomed to living with the lack of preparation. So what you want to do is you want to prepare, you want to get prepared, you want to be prepared, and so that you can take your life to another level. Watch everything that you do and say and think today. Write your thoughts down. Write down your words. Write down your actions, because they're going to be your tomorrow. They're going to show up in your future. That's what I realized when I was going to school and when I was doing those classes and I was studying and writing papers. Some people around me, you know, called me stupid. Some people said, I'm wasting my time. You know, you don't need to do all of that. It don't take all of that, right? That's what I was hearing constantly in the back of people's minds. You're spending all that money. Why are you wasting your money? You don't have the money to go to school. You know, you're too old. At the time I started junior college, I was 32 years old, Essex County College, Newark, New Jersey. I came to New Jersey with nothing. I came in a car with one bag of clothes and just enough gas money to get the Ford Escort that I drove up here to New Jersey, and I had to hope and pray that my sister would allow me to live with her because I had not even called and told them I was coming. She had no clue. She was at work. I drove into Newark, New Jersey, went to the Colonnades where she was living. Her husband took me out to her job. She was working for the eye doctor out on Broad Street or something like that in Bloomfield. Took me to her job. I show up. She said, oh, yes, she was happy to see me, but guess what? Now she had to put me up. I forced that situation. I moved in with her, in her daughter's room. She had two daughters at the time. They were like 4 and 5. I moved in. They had bunk beds. 2 slept in one bed. I slept in the other. Until her husband pretty much kicked me out, and I was homeless in New Jersey 3 months later. It was a hot mess. But my point is, and when I finally got myself together, and I went back to school, and I realized that today, the life I live today, the wonderful job that I have, the freedom that I get from having degrees, I get to call my own shot for the most part. You know, I tell people, people can't really fire me because I have like 3 or 4 degrees and experiences and skills. I could go anywhere. I don't have to go anywhere. I could start my own business like yesterday and make money. I have an MBA, the premier business degree. I don't need to go work for anybody. I could go start any business I want today. I'm not dependent, you know. So, I mean, yes, we all work together and need people, but I'm not dependent on a job. But that's because I prepared myself to live this way. So, you know, don't hate, don't get mad, I'm not being conceited. I'm trying to get the point across. I'm trying to stress that preparation will allow you to do some things, the right preparation. You know, there's no reason for anybody to get jealous at the jobs that I get and the way I get to live, because guess what? You can go back to college. No one's stopping you. I'm actually encouraging you. Please go back. I'll show you how to do it. If you get tired along the way, I'll be the first one there to encourage you to keep writing that paper, to go on and take that test, do that research, and probably show you where you can do the research at, right? So, top 7th reason why people fail in life is they lack proper preparation. The top 6th reason, well, here you have it, they envy what others have. You know, people who are doing that need to stop. There's no reason to envy what other people have. You can go out. This is, you know, God gave us dominion over the earth. Go get whatever it is you want. You don't have to envy what others have. If you want it, go get it. I don't have to envy anyone that has a Mercedes Benz. I can go get my own. I don't have to envy anyone that travels to London or Paris or France. I can go buy my own airline ticket and go there myself. You don't have to, and you know, so we should never envy what others have, because you could have it too if you wanted it. So you have to learn how to be okay and be grateful with what you have, with what God has positioned you with and given you, okay? Number 5 in the top 10 reasons people fail in life. Some people are all take and no give. In other words, they're always looking for a hand out and as opposed to giving somebody a hand up. You got to help other people before you help yourself, and you will see that you will be an absolute success. 4th reason that people fail in life, they refuse to learn from the others' mistakes. You don't have enough time in your life to make all the mistakes yourself. So, if you want to be a success in life, they say success leaves clues. Learn from others. Look at somebody else's mistakes that they've made and learn from it. Top 3rd reason, we're coming to down to the wire here. The top number 3 reason that people fail in life, they lack wisdom and they flat out refuse to go and find it. They keep going around in the same circle, telling themselves the same thing. And guess what? Expecting a different result. It will never happen. If you don't change your thinking, you will never change anything about your behavior. Absolutely nothing. You must change. You must get wisdom. Whatever the cost, you must find wisdom. I think in the book of Proverbs, it talks about finding wisdom. Like wisdom is a pearl, a jewel, precious. Go and find it. And number two, the top number two reason that people fail in life is that they simply spend too much time repeating the same old mistakes, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. I know this for myself to be true. I did it. I've done it. And guess what? I don't want to do it ever again. That's why I'm going to look at these top 10 things over and over, because I don't ever want to go back down this road. You know what? I said, I'm in my 50s, and I thank God that I'm here and I'm alive, and that, yes, I made a lot of mistakes in the past, but I don't want to make them anymore. And you know what's more important? I don't want you to make them. Again, give this to your children. Let them listen to it. You got a teenager acting crazy? Let them. Don't just take them and put them on meds, because that's going to make them worse. Believe me, you. This will help them. Are you ready for the top number one reason that people fail in life? Now, let me just run through all of them one more time. Number 10, they ignore the small things. Number 9, they fail to complete what they start. Number 8, they have poor attitudes. Number 7, they lack proper preparation. Number 6, they envy what others have. Number 5, they're all take and no give. Number 4, they refuse to learn from others' mistakes. And number 3, they lack wisdom and refuse to find it. And number 2, they spend too much time repeating the same old mistakes. Well, here it is, everyone, the top number one reason that people fail in life. You ready for this? Number one, the top number one reason that people fail in life is they simply, flat out, refuse to plan. They refuse to plan. You know, even though God tells us to write the vision, make it plain, write, make a plan, write it down, set some goals, write it down, make a plan. How are you going to do that? You know, we talk to people, oh, yeah, I'm going to drive a Benz, I'm going to do this, I'm going to live here, I'm going to go there. How are you going to do that? What's your plan? Yeah, I'm going to move here, I'm going to move there, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. How are you going to do it? What's your plan? Write it down. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to be, you know, big-time businessman or woman. Yes, but how are you going to do it? How? Oh, I can do anything. Okay, fine. I understand you can do anything. But how are you going to do it? We know you can do it because he said, I can do all things through Christ. So we know we can do it. But how? You need a plan. Why? A plan is a roadmap. It's a roadmap that shows you where you're headed. You ever been driving on the road and we don't know where you're going? You just feel out of sorts. It's like, you know, you feel wobbly. It's like you don't feel confident. You don't feel good. You feel, you know, a little anxious. Well, that's what going through life without a plan is like. Now, we know God has the ultimate plan, and yes, he will interrupt absolutely anything that you think you have in your plan. However, you always have the option to ask him what's his plan for you. As a matter of fact, I recommend that. You ask him, God, what plan do you have for me? But you still got to write that down. I'm not going to remember it. You know, the brain has short-term memory, and sometimes, you know, we lose a phone number, okay? So, you know, things don't stay in our short-term memory very long. So you need to write it down so you don't forget, so that when you feel tired and frustrated and when you want to give up, when you, you know, remember, you're refusing to fail here, so you want it written down so you can go back and pick it up. It's like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be going in this direction. I'm supposed to be hanging around these kind of people. I'm not supposed to let these people into my, you know, comfort zone, into my inner circle. You got to have that plan for how you're going to raise a family and get your education and get your career on track or get the career that you desire. You got to have a plan. So that's my number one reason that people fail in life. Of the top 10 reasons, well, I hope you enjoyed this. I've certainly enjoyed giving it to you. I want you to come back next Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday live, 8 o'clock. You can call into the show, 347-945-7991. Please feel free to join us next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Next Wednesday, my very, very special topic that I'm going to be talking about is steps on how to fire up your marriage. You don't want to miss this. Me and my husband celebrating 20 years. We're going to the Poconos. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. It is going to be nothing but fire and desire. Now get this. I am a minister also, yes, and a preacher. Listen, we need to have fire and desire in our marriages too. So we are married. The marriage bed is undefiled. It's going to be exciting. After all that we've been through, my husband and I have been through in the past 20 years. We've been knowing each other 22. I met him less than a year when I moved to New Jersey. Didn't know a rank stranger here other than my sister and her husband and her two children. Those were the only people I knew in the entire state of New Jersey. When I moved here in 1987, October 1987, I met my husband in August of 1988. I met him in August of 1988. I'll never forget it. And we got married January 1990. So we had, no, I'm sorry, March 1990, March 24th. And we've been together ever since. From the day we met, we were together until the time period where we did separate. And even though we weren't physically together, but God had such a bond that he had built between my husband and I, neither one of us was able to actually, you know, divorce and all those other things. Though I think we both wanted to, but God wouldn't allow it. And so he brought us back together for such a time as this. We've been back now 10 years, and it's just been amazing growing together and having all the mistakes that we made that first 9 years, you know, in our past. Because remember, preparation of what you do today is your future. So all the things we had done, and then constantly saying, okay, but God brought us back together for a reason. Let's do it different. Let's do it better. And so now that's 10 years, so now we're on working on 30. And now 30 is going to be a sheer, utter blitz. Okay? So we want to help you. Please tune in. Thank you again. This has been Coach LaLisa. You can contact me via phone, 888-714-7776. I want you to flat out have a powerful day. Love you, and we'll be back next week.